Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
With more import than your normal April 9th game, losing the first two of a series to Detroit after losing the finale to Pittsburgh, so you are on a three-game losing streak, the offense is scuffling, they needed Max Fried to be an ace. And we said that yesterday. And Max Fried delivered in a real epic way. He pitched far and away his best game as a New York Yankee. He pitched seven scoreless innings, gave up five hits, struck out 11, and didn't walk a batter. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was a brilliant performance by Max Fried. And it got me thinking. It got my brain working. Wasn't there some kind of big bet between Tommy Lugauer and Sean Morash related to Clay Holmes? The answer is yes. And instead of explaining it to you, let's go back to December 18th's edition of Evan and Tiki, the birth of Clay Holmes versus Max Fried.
Is for you to put the money where your mouth is.
You want me to make a t-shirt?
I want you to make a bet right now with Sean Morash about the 2025 Major League Baseball season.
Okay.
Clay Holmes versus Max Fried.
That in a break, but I have the punishments already in my brain.
Oh, you have the punishments?
Oh, I do.
Huh. All right, let me hear the punishments and then we'll figure out the...
If Sean wins the bet, I will sit in the judge's chamber during a Subway Series game. If I win the bet, Sean's got to put his little fanny pack on, and he's got to sit with Darren in the 7 line at a Subway Series game.
Perfect. I think that's fair. How about it's three categories, winner take all?
So best two or three?
So it's best two or three.
I like it.
ERA, innings pitched, and whip. Those are your three.
All right.
Is that fair?
I think that's actually fair.
There you go.
Max Fried versus Clay Holmes. Would we like an update?
I mean, it's close, especially with the strikeouts.
It's really not that close, though.
Is it?
Well, strikeouts aren't involved. It's ERA, innings pitched, and whip. So in terms of innings pitched, it is close. We're only three starts into the year.
Exactly.
17 and a third for Max Fried. 14 and two-thirds for Clay Holmes.
That's not horrible.
Not bad at all.
Let's go.
When it comes to ERA, it is not close. Now, granted, one bad start can change that.
Right.
Clay Holmes is currently sitting at 4.30. Max Fried is at 1.56.
Oh, get your gavel ready, Tommy. Mm.
And I think I got to do the math on the whip. Max Fried has walked three. Clay Holmes has walked nine. Fried has given up 18 hits. Holmes has given up 16 hits. So it's a little bit closer, but Fried has the lead. So Fried is 3-for-3 so far.
A slight asterisk, though, on that ERA for Holmes.
Why is there an asterisk?
He didn't give up the runs yesterday. Brazoban did. So
he gave up too early.
Yeah, but so is ERA. Are we going to count those? It really
Are
should
you
be
serious?
Oh, my
count
God. Am I serious? Well, of course. I'm asking a question.
That's how ERA is calculated. Like, he left the runners on base.
But is Sean really going to take that as a victory lap?
Because the same thing happened to Max Fried his first start versus Milwaukee.
I'm saying we could take that into account.
We're not going to go.
We're going to readjust the stats for what the relievers gave up.
We can do whatever we want.
Lugi wants to change baseball history stats right now.
This is what we're going to do.
For the purposes of this bet, I'm asking, is that something that we can do?
I mean, if you want to do the math, then maybe we'll consider it.
Yeah, I hate math. I'd rather sit in the judge's chamber. By the way,
the math over an entire season, right. 30 plus stars.
And he already forgot that happened to Max Fried on opening day, so good luck with that.
I think that we changed it to I would sit in the bleachers with the creatures, not in the judge's chamber.
If you're agreeing to that, I think that's also fair because I think that's more volatile.
Correct.
Or at least on par with sitting with the seven line.
Oh, no, I agree. I think
the judges' chambers are protected.
Yeah. Like no, you should be in the bleachers.
Correct.
But we are only three starts in. I do warn you about that. This can change. But how do we feel right now? Three starts in, especially you, Tommy, since you're the underdog. You were the one who said Clay Holmes would have a better year than Max Fried. That is going out there on the limb. We give you credit for that. Yeah. But where's your confidence level?
My confidence is tremendous because I think what you're seeing here is the early signs of Clay turning into what I think he will be, and that's a great starting pitcher. It just takes time for that pitching lab and Hefner to really get their hands and dig deep. And like I said, he really didn't give up those runs yesterday, so he has more of like a 2-something ERA. And when the weather gets warm, Yankee Stadium, we know it's a bandbox. Somebody's going to pop a few balls out to right field over the fence, and I will ultimately win. Remind me again the stat categories, though. What am I looking at?
What you guys agreed to, as you heard in that clip from December 18th, is ERA.
Okay.
Innings pitched and whip, which is walks and hits per innings pitched.
Okay. You got it.
You understand?
No, I'm good.
You know whip. It's a stat category in our fantasy league.
Yeah.
You're very much aware of it. Anyhow, that's your update on Max Fried versus Clay Holmes. We'll get your calls in a few minutes, 888-808-1019, but it is 5 o'clock.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. By Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. And by New Jersey Lottery. Anything can happen in Jersey. We welcome New Jersey Lottery as a new sponsor to Cinco de Fivo. So here we go. We know the story over the last hour, the shakiness of Devin Williams. I'm here to give you the five things we will see before Yankee fans ever have confidence in Devin Williams. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Top of your dome.
You got to adjust on the fly.
This is an emotional adjustment on the fly for Sean here.
Look, the story of the day changes. You got to adjust on the fly here, all right?
Good for you, man.
Here we go. Number five, Knicks fans high-fiving their players outside MSG after a playoff loss.
That's not going to happen anymore.
Okay, hold on. Just tell me the title again.
Okay. The five things we are going to see before we have confidence in Devin Williams again.
Okay, okay.
I got to defend the Knicks fans. Like, I can't tell
if you're trolling the
Knicks. That's not a troll, but we're going to see.
No. He is trolling the Knicks fans. He's saying that last year, and he was right about last year, the Knicks fan treated every win and every playoff win like a celebration, the partying, all that.
So you're cheering after that. We're going to see that again,
where Jalen Brunson comes out after an elimination. All the Knicks fans are all basically celebrating him like a conquering hero.
Where I disagree is that's not going to happen anymore.
Really? I don't think so.
When the Knicks get eliminated, I think there will be genuine anger from Knicks fans, and they're not going to spin it.
That one was convoluted. You had to think too much on that one.
I think that was an if you know, you know. Here we go.
Number four.
A Pete Alonso slump where Mets fans start to question bringing him back.
Oh, that's definitely going to happen.
For sure.
That is so baseball.
I don't think that's happening.
He's off to such a hot start. He's going to hit a dip at some point.
No, I don't think so. I think he's freed.
He's freed.
Yeah.
Is he Max Fried?
No, he's just freed. There's no pressure right now.
Yeah. Sean's right, though. I mean, baseball has slumps.
What pivot are the Steve Cohen and the Mets going to?
Vlad? You know what? That's a great... So, Tommy, since you were making out verbally with Vladimir Guerrero Jr. For the last 6 months, now that he's re-signed with the Toronto Blue Jays, if Alonso slumps, what superstar are you going to claim the Mets are going to sign next season along with Pete Alonso? Kyle Tucker?
Yes.
And move Soto to first.
Who I've heard is better than Juan Soto. So we'd actually have the two best players
in
baseball.
Did you hear Tommy's voice light up when I said Kyle Tucker? Yeah.
He's like, I never would have thought of anybody, but thanks for giving me
I was about to Google impending free agents.
By the way, did you see Vlad's contract? We were just looking at this in the Mets chat.
The signing bonus?
$350 million in signing bonus. So did they literally give him $350? I don't understand this in baseball. Yeah. I get it in football.
Yeah.
Because in football, if you get a $350 million signing bonus, you get it now.
Right.
And they prorate it over the length of the contract. Yeah. For the CBT, I think they do the same. But does he actually get $350 million tomorrow?
That's a fat check if you get it right away.
My guess is yes. That's probably how they got him to sign now.
$350 million in one check?
This is an organization that's begging people to take their money.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here.
Shop Early Access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Funny, nobody would.
It's kind of why
it just seems unprecedented.
It's why more you think about it, the more I think this was obvious. Like, they kept losing out on everybody. Right. They were never going to lose the guy who had an interest in staying. And they made it. They got it done.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
Again, these are the five things we'll see before we have confidence in Devin Williams. Number three is me in a Russell Wilson jersey watching a preseason game.
Wow.
Would you ever wear a Russell Wilson jersey?
What if I told you I've already ordered?
No, you haven't.
As soon as it was announced that he's wearing number three.
You ordered a Russell Wilson jersey?
Why, bro?
Well, the original hope was I wear it at American Dream on draft night.
Oh, it's not going to come in time?
No, now I'm dressing as the Larry O'Brien.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. I forgot about that.
You can wear the Larry O'Brien over the Russell Wilson over top of the Larry O'Brien.
Now, that would be some look.
Why not?
I guess I could.
I don't know if that fits the rules.
Why did you order a Russell Wilson jersey?
I think part of it was for the laugh. For the laugh. And you know what? I have a Daniel Jones jersey. Why not just keep it?
Daniel Jones was your quarterback for 7 years.
Yeah.
But I didn't get it after his seventh year. I got it after his first year. I got a Kerry Collins. I got an Eli. I hold the quarterbacks.
Russ is going to be here for a season. Maybe two.
Tiki, I think we might have just answered the question why I ordered it. Agitate you a little bit.
Mm. Oh, that's what I was I was going to tell you, you agitated him. This is the most you've agitated Tiki.
Like, what the wrong with you, dude?
Wait, welcome back. Did you order a Russell Wilson jersey?
What do you think?
I don't know anymore.
I guess you'll find out.
Oh, God.
You've disgusted you. Tiki Barber.
I'm going back to Morocco. I'm going to go ride that camel I didn't want to ride.
All right, here we
Number
go.
Two.
Number two is we will see next year's NBA schedule before we have confidence in Devin Williams.
Oh, that's a lock.
That's a good one.
That is
that
a
was
lock.
The first one I get in like, good job, Sean. Yeah.
All right, and here we go.
Number one.
And the number one thing we will see before we have confidence in Devin Williams is Boomer's surprise gift from Tiki.
I don't know. Maybe he goes away and says, I'll take another week of vacation.
And that's your sicko there.
All right. Thank you, Sean. I'll tell you something else. I'll give you a bonus on something else we will see before you have confidence in Devin Williams. And I like Devin Williams. Devin's had a really good career in Milwaukee. He's a multi-time All-Star. He's a hell of a pitcher. Yeah. The Airbender became famous because of him. So I say this as someone that believes it will ultimately work out with him. I think we're going to see Luke Weaver as closer before you have confidence in Devin Williams.
Whoa.
Because I do think it's eventually going to, I think it's going to go down that route. I think these struggles are going to continue. And I hope I'm wrong. I'm not rooting against them. But I think it's going to be one of those comeback stories, kind of like Edwin Diaz last year, where I think he will lose
but that's too,
and then rise again.
But that's too convenient to a New York narrative of a other closer in town. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't mean it just because of Diaz. I mean it because I think there is something off with him right now. He will eventually lose his job. He will eventually figure it out, and he will eventually be someone you trust, but there are going to be bumps before we get there. Not every trip is linear. Did I use that correctly?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that the struggles will continue. He will lose his closer's job. There may even be a phantom IL stint, and at some point in the summer, we will laugh about how, oh, remember when we lost confidence in Devin Williams? He's awesome now. That will happen. That's my long-term prediction on how this plays out for Devin Williams. Should I write that down? Is that worth
for sure
keeping for the future?
So on the record, is it Devin Williams blowing a save versus the Giants this weekend? Because that's trending towards what you're hinting at.
Yeah, I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. And so I don't know if it's the Giants or if it's Kansas City next week or if it's a tie game. Like, I can't tell you it's a blown save, but I think he's going to struggle. I think the struggles aren't over yet. And eventually it will lead to Aaron Boone saying, all right, you know what? We still love him. We still trust him. We're going to go a little low leverage. And then eventually again, and this is the best part that I hope you're listening to, Yankee fans, he will rise again. And ultimately, he will be reliable. And he will be someone you trust. But it's not always linear. It's not always just an easy trip to get to where you expect. So that's how I think things play out. Let's go to Zach in Massapequa. How are you, Zach?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show.
What's up, man?
Not much. Just got done watching the Mets game. Did you guys have by any chance hear Brett Beatty's press conference yet after?
No, we've been on the air, so give us a little run through and then maybe we'll find the audio if it's worth it.
So, I mean, he was very apologetic and very, you know, very saying, you know, it's on me, I gotta be better and all that, but he did say one part that honestly I really didn't like. So, he basically said, I've had, you know, 25 at-bats. If you really look at it in terms of game-wise, it's only five games. So, I'm not saying to, you know, take it easy or anything like that, but something along the lines of that. And honestly, it really rubbed me the wrong way.
Say it one more time. What did he say?
He basically said, I've only had a few at-bats.
Yeah, he basically said, I've had five games worth of struggle.
Yeah.
Mm. And, you know, to be honest, it hasn't been five games. It's been his basically entire MLB career outside of his first at-bat.
Yeah. No, you're right. So, I don't know if he's recognizing it that way. He may be more recognizing, hey, I'm 3 for 27. It's only 27 at-bats.
Right.
And from that standpoint, he's right. He goes 4 for 4 on Friday night in Sacramento. You do the stats, all of a sudden, he's 7 for 31. His numbers are a lot better. But he has had 626 plate appearances at the major league level. That is more than a full season. He's hit .211. He has a .594 OPS. And I don't think Brett Beatty understands that to the Met fan, it's not 27 at-bats, it's 629 plate appearances.
Yeah, he's looking at it as an individual year and not the total like breadth of his experience in Major League Baseball.
Right.
Which has not been good.
Which is where Met fans are losing patience with him.
Yeah.
Like, the reason why 3 for 27 has caused guys like me to say, all right, I've seen enough, is not 27 at-bats, it's
hey, we've been watching you for years and you haven't broken through. This reminds me, though, of a quote. I don't have the audio of this, but do you remember, Sean would remember this, I hope, the Greg Bird comment in which Greg Bird was, of course, a former Yankee prospect, kind of similar to Beatty, right? Left-hand hitter. Bird played first base. What a sweet swing. He's going to be a star. And he struggled. He just could not put it together. And at one point at the very end, he's like, nah, I'll get 1,000 more plate appearances or 1,000 more at-bats.
Yeah.
And Yankee fans were aghast. They were like, excuse me? No, you're not. Like, you think you're getting 1,000 more plate appearances? You may get 50 more. You may get 20 more. But you are not guaranteed 1,000 more. And that comment just came out the wrong way. And it felt like it was weeks later we saw the last of Greg Bird.
Yeah, I thought you were going to make, and maybe it was in the same scrum, when Greg Bird finally was healthy for a little bit, but absolutely stunk. And he said he's just very happy that he knows he's getting all these at-bats because he's never had this many at-bats before.
I think it was the same conversation.
And that was like, are you serious?
So it may
you
have been
stink right now.
It may have been connected in that I'm happy to be healthy and I'm going to get like 1,000 more, whatever the number actually was. But that was the moment where Yankee fans are like, all right, bro, like, we've tried to be patient with you, but what are we doing? Let's go to Lou in Boston, up in the beautiful city of Boston. How are you, Lou?
What's up, Lou?
Hello.
What's up, man?
Hello. How are you?
I'm from Boston, but I'm originally from Brooklyn.
All right.
And I'm just going to rip you a new one, Mr. Evans.
What I
the Knicks-Boston game wasn't important. That's what you said.
It meant nothing.
Put this whole thing out.
It meant nothing.
Yeah, it did? Yeah. Is that how the Knicks played in the Celtics, that it meant nothing?
I didn't say it.
Went into overtime?
Oh, come on. Come on.
You got to be kidding. See, this is the problem, Tiki. Evan is a really smart guy, but he's such a nerd that he just has to hold on to an idea.
That's right. He can't think of anything else.
Lou,
you're right.
Look, I want to argue with
you. I know Lou and me.
I want to argue with you. All right. Listen, I'm from Brooklyn, too, sort of. I was born there. I didn't really get to grow up there.
But here's the thing, Tiki and Sean, you know, like, he's such a nerd. He knows he wins with words. That's what he wins.
He wins with the stats. He doesn't care about the facts.
All right, let's play the facts. What changed because the Celtics beat the Knicks last night?
You said the game wasn't important.
It wasn't. What does it mean? What does it do? What does it change?
It changes the way they look at each other.
The Celtics disagree with you. Are you a Celtic fan or a Knicks fan, by the way?
I'm a Knicks fan. What, are you crazy?
I don't know. You're in Boston right now.
Brooklyn, though.
Yeah,
okay.
And I could live in... you're right. My friends will say to me, Lou, what are you rooting for the Knicks for? And I say, yeah, if you moved to New York, would you root for the Celtics or the Knicks?
That's a good point.
That's a good point.
My point to you, though, Lou, is every Celtic player...
I don't know if you know Spanish. I got to get one last thing. Am I still on or gone?
Espanol? That's what you said?
Yeah, Espanol.
Hablo Espanol.
You know what, Tiki? Evan thinks he's abogado. He's a big lawyer.
You know what?
You're on the show more because you get a lot of listeners.
Hey, Lou.
Lou,
you're joking? Yeah. I absolutely said that to Evan.
What'd you say?
You used to speak more Spanish.
I should speak more Spanish.
You're married to a Mexican, right?
I am.
Sorry, Lou. You got your mom or mother-in-law.
Everybody speaks Spanish.
Does Jet?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Do they speak Spanish?
They do a little bit, yeah. Oh. My goal next year is to be able to have a full conversation with Carlos Mendoza in Espanol.
Well, you should so that we can compete with those other stations.
That's right.
Come the holidays.
That's right. That's right. Listen, you could call me all the names you want. Last night's game didn't mean a damn thing. I'm sorry. I'll say it over and over again. The Knicks are going to be the 3 seed. The Celtics are going to be the 2 seed. It meant nothing to Boston. They said it after the game as much. Like, it doesn't matter. So what are you arguing? That because the Knicks tried really hard, that the game mattered? You won't remember it in 2 weeks. You won't remember it when they play in the Eastern Conference semifinals. The game was irrelevant. It meant nothing in the standings, and it meant nothing for their future best of 7. Did it matter in the moment? Sure, emotionally you were into it. Emotionally, Jalen Brunson was into it. Emotionally, Mikal Bridges didn't want to drop a pass into the first row. Mm. But at the end of the day, it didn't mean anything. Speaking of that drop pass, TNT did such a brilliant job of flashing to Carmelo Anthony right after Bridges dropped the pass from Cat. And Melo had a look of disgust.
And I paused it and played a game. It's a fun game. We should play it right now.
Go ahead.
And that was, what is Melo thinking? So I came up with, they traded more first round picks for this guy than me? That was mine. Do you want to come up with, do you have one, Sean? Since you're a hater, let's go to another hater. When they showed Melo on the screen and he had that disgusted look after Bridges dropped the pass, effectively ending the game, what do you think Carmelo Anthony was thinking?
They still haven't retired my number yet. They gave up 5 first-round picks for this guy?
That's a good one. Tiki, do you want to play?
Bro, really? I think that... I can't think of it.
Bro,
bro really was fine, though. Like, bro, really? And Tommy, of course, when they flashed one of your all-time favorite Knicks, Carmelo Anthony, sitting there courtside, disgusted at Mikal Bridges having brick hands, what do you think was going through his mind?
I'm not playing the game.
What do you mean?
I'm not playing
the game. It's a fun game.
That's not a fun game. And you know what else is not fun?
Stop. You can stop. Cut his mic off. That's what he said. I'm not playing the game.
That's a good answer.
I'd have made that play.
You know what?
I'm not playing the game.
Good answer.
Good answer,
Tommy. I think you won the game. Congratulations.
Yeah, great.
That was a good one. Let's go to Nick calling from New Jersey. My screen is dead, so you may have to punch him up.
Okay, I got it. What's up, Nick?
What's up, Nick?
Right. Nick? Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
So I definitely want to talk about the Mets game today. I think they played not the best, and Evan, I definitely agree with you on the last take you said. The last Mets game didn't really matter, but I do think that Beatty does need to get called back down to the minors. He's just not producing any hits. He's not playing well defensively. I really think that Acuña should get the spot. And the last thing I want to say, Evan, has anybody ever told you that you look like David Stern's goofy, nerdy cousin?
David Stearns? the Mets team president?
No. The head of baseball operations for the Mets.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. So I would look like David Stearns is... Goofy? Say it again.
Like you guys look very similar, and I'm just like, I just looked at a photo of you. I'm like, yo, he looks just like Stearns. Why?
You know what?
I can't unsee it.
Here's what I got to do. I got to go to David Stearns and take a picture. For whatever reason, I've been unable to get him on air with us. He talks off air. He's a nice guy. But I don't know. Maybe he thinks Tiki will be too rough on him.
Me?
Yes. Yeah, you have
I'm simple. I'm easy.
You have a reputation for being very mean to Met managers and GMs.
Is that
like
true?
That time you bullied Luis Rojas was very inappropriate.
Did I?
Oh, crap. I'm thinking of someone else.
That wasn't me.
Damn it! That was me, actually. But David is a nice guy, even if he doesn't come on the air. We should do an arm-to-arm picture, and then we could really see if I look like his redheaded, or according to Boomer now, he doesn't even think I have red hair anymore, brown-haired, goofy, geeky cousin. Mm. I got to admit, a lot of insults at me today. Geek, nerd.
Baby, I think was another one.
Baby. By the way, all of them rather accurate.
Very hairy, I think was another one.
Oh, yeah, you were called hairy.
Who called me hairy?
You called yourself hairy.
Oh, I called myself. That's so fair. Okay, yeah. It's been a very insulting day. Let's go. Let's go to Mario. What's going on, Mario? Mario in Long Beach.
What's going on? Great show as always, guys.
Thank you, Mario.
So listen, I want to come up with something I heard, and I want to tell you why I don't think Evan's an independent baseball observer.
How dare
and
you?
Tiki, put on your robe and you decide whether what I'm saying is
I'm
correct.
I'm listening. Right. Let's hear this.
Okay. Here's the thing. We're talking all about, you know, the Yankees and their reliever, right?
Yes.
But not once did you mention that the Mets reliever got bombed for 3 runs in the 9th inning, even though they were only up by 2. They would have given him a chance to maybe win, and he makes $20 million. The other guy makes $8 million. You didn't say that once.
You know why?
Not even once.
No, Edwin Diaz.
We can talk about it. I'll tell you the difference, and this is very difficult, especially today was a challenging day. I think it's the first time ever in WFAN history where the afternoon show's been on during a Met and Yankee game. Mm-hmm. Usually we've had one of the teams on the air, and you come on after and you respond.
Yeah, they couldn't have me not work all week.
That was it. That was it. Here's the difference. I'll explain to you the difference, because I do try to be an IBO in this case. The Mets are coming off of a 5-game winning streak, or a 6-game winning streak,
six,
I should say.
Right.
I don't want to shortchange the last game in Miami. They have won 6 in a row. Edwin Diaz has pitched well so far to start the season. Today, he sucked. Today, the Met offense sucked. Mm. Today was a bad day.
You think he just wasn't into it? Just didn't care?
I'm not saying he wasn't into it. I don't believe that. He had a bad day for whatever reason.
You know, walking the leadoff hitter certainly doesn't help it out. But it was a bad day. And the Mets had a bad day. If I was screaming and yelling about Diaz or the Mets or raising alarm flags, how disingenuous is that? They've won six in a row.
Right. We would have said, calm down, Evan.
Right.
They've won six in a row.
So I think the circumstances led to that. Now, in regards to the Yankees, they won the game, and that is important. But a few days ago while you were out, we talked briefly, not the whole show, but Sean and I had a discussion on the shakiness of Devin Williams. We talked about it. Yep. Even brought up the beard discussion. Mm-hmm. So it's already been out.
It has nothing to do with the beard issue.
It doesn't. But in regards to fans turning on him because of the beard issue.
It's a low-hanging fruit that fans are going to elect.
That is the stupidest thing in the world to turn on somebody for.
For the record, we agree.
Right. Just making sure.
I agree with you. I'm just saying that right. We already gave you an example of BT, your former partner, and Nick DeTuro bringing up the beard thing.
Yeah, it's just a cheap shot, though.
Okay.
It means nothing.
But both guys, good Yankee fans.
Okay.
Anyhow, we discussed Devin Williams' struggles. He then implodes to the point where his manager pulls him with a 4-3 lead and a tying run on second. It's just a bigger story. That's the definition of being an IBO. Mm-hmm. I can only talk about what I care about. Sure, that's why I have a Rico Bronya. But if we're talking about what matters more, it would be hyperbolic to go nuts about the Mets off of a winning streak versus the situation around Devin Williams.
Now,
am I wrong?
Question. Are you going to talk about Edwin Diaz getting rocked on your Rico Bronya?
Yes.
And what are you going to say?
What am I going to say?
Yes.
I'm going to say
Edwin Diaz has lost it. He has no chance to be the Edwin Diaz who we paid $20 million to you 2 years ago.
Well, first of all, I will say whatever I say tonight on the Rico. We'll probably record that live at about 9:30. It will not be the main subject,
by the way. Why wait till 9:30, by the way?
Because I have a life. I need to go home. I need to see my wife.
Your
I need to kiss her.
Your kids go to bed at like 7:45.
Hold on. Today is my wife's birthday. Happy birthday,
what?
Honey.
Happy birthday, Mrs.
Happy
Roberts.
Birthday. We are celebrating it on Friday.
Ah, does Bad Tiki know about this?
He's celebrating with her tonight.
Just now.
He may know about it. So,
wait, I got to leave.
So, it's my wife's birthday, and I usually put my kids to sleep. And there is no rush to do a Rico. We will do a Rico whenever Hoff can and I can. So, I'm assuming 9:30, 10 o'clock. The tone of the Met fan. You want to know what the Met fan cares about?
What's that?
Do you think the Met fan cares?
No, doesn't care about Edwin Diaz right
now. Okay.
It's not an issue.
Thank you. It's not. I'll talk.
They care about second base and center field.
You just hit it. Brett Beatty is the big issue amongst Met fans. Now, that won't be the only thing discussed. They do an hour and a half Rico when a series wraps up. We'll talk about everything. But no, I do not even think to Met fans Edwin Diaz is a worry. Now, on Friday night, the Mets go to Sacramento. They play the A's. They play baseball there now.
You said Sacramento. I was like, who the hell's in Sacramento?
that's why I gave you the info.
I know.
Like, Sacramento? If Edwin Diaz got touched up on Friday, different discussion.
Yeah.
Different discussion. Right. Same thing with Devin Williams. It's not one bad performance. It's the fact he's been shaky all year. So I think in the case of Diaz, it would take another rocky outing. And then, yes, the Met fan would say, whoa, I'm worried. Ryan Stanek should be the closer. Or whatever. So as of right now, no. So I think Mario should apologize to me. I've been on my best behavior as an IBO today.
As a Met fan, who would you trust as a closer right now? Edwin Diaz, Devin Williams, or Luke Weaver?
I would trust Edwin Diaz only because he's done it for me.
Okay.
He's done it for me. Devin Williams, and I don't want to make a big deal of this, but you brought it up. In his brief postseason experiences, not just Pete Alonso last year, has been bad.
Right.
So I wouldn't trust him. And Weaver's tremendous. I mean, who doesn't love Luke Weaver? He also has like this ridiculously awesome personality, which we tried to uncover last year with some of the clips and witty comments he makes to Meredith when interviewed postgame. Yeah. Like, he's a real lovable guy. I don't care if you're a Yankee fan or what. That guy is fun, right? He's a good dude. Yeah.
And we got our first, like, ooh chance since Victor Cruz now. I think that
yeah,
works.
Yeah, very cool.
The Luke's work.
But I'm not there yet with him. I could get there, but no, I'm not there to put him above Edwin Diaz.
So if I said, we'll trade you Luke Weaver for Edwin Diaz today, no trade.
No, you know what we would do? We would sign him as a free agent at the end of the year.
Mm.
Isn't that what the Mets do? They take Yankee free agents.
You know what? Go dye your hair sometime.
Going to convert him into a starter?
Probably. Reconvert him, yeah. We'll come back with your calls. 888-808-1019 is the toll-free telephone number. Reaction to the Yankees win, the Mets loss, and Nick fans still smarting off of a close overtime loss to the Boston Celtics. The Knicks are going to be in the postseason and will either host in a first-round series the Milwaukee Bucks or the Detroit Pistons. Who would you rather face in the first round? if you are the New York Knicks? Tiki,
you asking me?
Yeah.
I'm going to say the Bucks.
You're going to say the Bucks. You'd rather play the Bucks. Tommy, you answered it yesterday, but to the audience.
The Milwaukee Bucks.
Mm-hmm. What's your reasoning, Tommy? Get him out of the way?
I don't think Dame's going to come back. He's their second best player. I think they're just a team that's a little
they're
bit over the
right
hill,
now.
Flawed, and
right.
Detroit's a little spunkier. I think they beat both teams, but I'd rather play the Bucks.
Damian Lillard did post mysteriously on IG a picture of him in the gym and a picture of him next to Giannis, so there are hopes that maybe this weird thing going on with the blood clot will be cleared and Dame will play. We don't know for sure. There's a mystery around it, but both of you said the Knicks would rather play and you would rather see them play Milwaukee. Well, what have I told you? I think the Knicks agree because tomorrow night the Knicks play the Pistons themselves. And for the Knicks to play the Bucks in the first round of the playoffs, it's kind of simple. They need the Pistons to win and they need the Bucks to lose. Well, the good news is the Knicks can control that tomorrow because they play the Pistons. The Bucks, by the way, are home against the Pelicans, so that may be challenging. Mm-hmm. But then the Bucks play the Pistons twice. So if the Pistons win their games, Pistons move up. It's Knicks-Bucks. Now, why do I think the Knicks prefer Milwaukee? Have you seen their injury report for tomorrow night? Tom Thibodeau and Leon Rose shaking it up. Josh Hart, knee management, out. OG Anunoby, thumb issue, out. The New York Knicks are resting their guys. Not the only one. Mitchell Robinson, maintenance, he's out. So the Knicks are sitting three key players, two starters, in OG Anunoby, Josh Hart, and Mitchell Robinson as they play the Pistons. So I asked the question.
They couldn't do this a month ago? It's like, seriously.
Hey, Tiki, are the New York Knicks tanking?
No, they're not tanking. They're strategically placing themselves for the postseason.
Do you think the Knicks are strategically placing themselves for the postseason, Tommy?
No, I think they're resting their players so attrition doesn't knock them out again.
Yeah, like I said, strategically placing themselves for the postseason.
That's pretty much said the same thing. No. So there you go. It's an update on tomorrow night as the Knicks take on the Detroit Pistons and what is still likely to be a playoff preview. Let's go to Sean in Bayshore. How are you, Sean?
What's up, boys? How are we doing?
What's up?
Good. What's up?
A few random things for you. First, you were talking about Greg Bird before with the at-bat comment.
Yes.
I remember listening to Francesa when that happened, and his reaction was amazing. I don't know if you can pull it up in one of those flashbacks, but
I'm going to look for it now. Is this guy crazy? is this guy high? He thinks he's getting 1,000 more at bats. What are you talking about?
It was so good in only a way that Mike could do it. So that was very funny. Second, you did it correctly today, Evan, which bothered me, but you have a consistent issue with giving out the phone number.
Really? What do I say?
When you say it fast, you give 4-8s instead of 3 to start. And I listen every day, and I've heard you do it maybe a dozen times. 8-8-8-8-8-0-8, and it bothers me. I can't believe no one brought it up.
Wow. That's a good call right there.
You did it right today, right before my call on the commercial break. Really bothered me, but just trust me, it happens.
All right. Well, by the way,
I'm going to listen for that,
John. I'm on my way to finding that Francesa clip for a WFAN flashback because I've already tracked down the date of when Greg Bird made those comments. It was August 16th, 2018. So it was the second go-around of Mike, and Bird made those comments right after the Yankees had lost to the Tampa Bay Rays 3-1. Blake Snell pitched very well, and that's when Bird made those comments. So I promise you this, Sean, as a loyal listener, WFAN flashback, we're going to find it.
We also have Sean. We also have another WFAN flashback we must play on Friday. The Yankees are playing whom, everybody?
The Giants.
Interesting. And we remember that call to Mike about the San Francisco Giants. So we're going to have a flashback tomorrow, and then we'll have that flashback Friday.
That is my single favorite phone call in the history of WFAN. Anyhow, Sean, I apologize. What's the rest of your call?
All right, and this is the most important thing I had to talk to you about. Bone to pick, been going on for a while. If you remember, I called back into your show right when it started, and I made the recommendation that you start the Cinco to 5-0 at 5:05.
Yes.
Now, there was some back and forth on this. I think you were out the first time, Evan. It was brought up in another call. And the implication was that, yeah, we're talking about it. There seems to be some issues behind the scene. Now, I couldn't help but notice the past few months, the Cinco to 5-0 has been starting at 5:05 or later. And I have a conspiracy that the powers that be do not want to set a precedent of callers having input on the show. And
no,
you did a
that's not
launch,
it. That's not
so
it.
I couldn't get my credit. I want my flowers. And I want you to tell me that I've impacted the landscape of the afternoon drive indefinitely. I'm sure you'll do the right thing. You have integrity.
Yes.
Thanks. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, if you would like credit, we'll give you credit, Sean. Thanks to Sean. To go to 50 is 505 or later.
Well, we have a choice. Sean, we can tell you what you want to hear, or you can hear the truth. And I don't know what he prefers.
Right. The question is, how did he spell his name?
S-E-A-N?
Well, that's how
did
Lugie
he tell you
it.
How he spelled his name, Lugie?
He did not.
Well, because Sean in Bayshore is sitting to your right.
Yeah, I'm Sean in Bayshore. I think he's mocking me. I don't even believe that's his real name or where he's from.
Oh, you think he created a fake name and...
What are the odds of that? I'm Sean in Bayshore. He is trying to take credit for Cinco de Five when it runs. I think this whole thing's a
as
Ramadan.
Sean in Bayshore.
So you think his call's a conspiracy theory?
There's not that many Seans in Bayshore.
Right.
There's got to be a few. Sean's a popular name. It's not
know.
Like his name is some obscure yeah. name. It's Sean.
But he's in Bayshore, and he's calling about Cinco de Five-O, which is Sean's gig.
And nobody calls about Cinco de Five-O.
That's a great point.
That is a
know.
Great point. But anyways, behind the scenes, Evan's just a terrible manager of the clock.
Well, yeah.
That's why we're at 5:10 sometimes.
The real
5:01 others.
The real truthful answer was, and while we had our differences,
okay,
while we did have our differences,
wow.
our former boss had certain things he was really passionate about and other things he wasn't that passionate
about. Are you an adult or are you a child?
And one of the things he was incredibly passionate about, which I respect, was if you're going to have a segment, this is my imitation of our former boss, if you're going to have a segment that's at the same time every day or the same time every week, it's got to be right at that time.
Since when are you not at work today?
You can't be 3 minutes late or 5 minutes late. And by the way, I mock him, but I totally understand it. Mm-hmm. Like it's
appointment listening, as he would say.
Absolutely. And so he didn't care about much else. Like basically, say what you want, mm-hmm. make fart jokes. I don't care. But he really passionately cared about it better be at 5:00.
We're adults here.
To the point where this former boss, who I will not name, because I don't really care, would call up angry at 5:02 and say, yeah, what are you guys doing? Like, so I think once that witch was dead, I unfortunately became much more lax in terms of time.
Mm.
Now, I think the Cinco de Five should be as close to 5:00 as humanly possible. I think he was a little bit too much of a stickler.
Mm-hmm.
But Sean, I apologize. It was not you. as much as it would be fun to say it was, I'm giving you an honest answer. And that is a pretty honest answer.
No, that was very honest.
Meaning Sean the caller, not Sean behind the glass.
Right. Yeah. Sean the caller.
That's the real reason.
If that is his real name.
Yes. And it probably is not.
I think it is. No, I think he just coincidentally, his name's Sean and he happens to be from Bayshore.
Nah.
Mm. You, can I blow your guys' mind with something?
Go ahead.
I was watching 90210 the other day.
Again? What?
Just hear me out.
That show's been off the air for 20 years.
Oh, I know.
And don't say the other day. It was probably at 4 a.m.
It was literally the other day because I wrote it down and I said, I must bring this up on the air. So you guys watch a lot of TV. You guys have seen a lot of movies. It's so weird when you see art imitate life. So I am watching an episode from season 4. Season 4 is when they are freshmen at California University.
I'm a loser.
Steve Sanders is... trust me, this will get interesting. I promise you. Steve Sanders' father, Rush Sanders, is playing golf with his son against these two famous people. And Rush is cheating, okay? He put in a fake ball or a ball that travels further, and he's using the fake ball to defeat these two famous people, okay?
That's probably impossible.
But it's 90210.
Right.
What blew my mind is who Rush Sanders and Steve Sanders were cheating. They were cheating.
This is Tiki Barber.
No. Years before they cheated or he cheated, he was doing it to Barry Bonds. And I couldn't get over it. I'm like, wait a second. Steve Sanders.
So this was before, obviously, because it was had to be.
It was 93.
93. So this was before the steroids.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Thank you. So years before the steroid stuff.
By hitting a ball farther.
Rush Sanders is cheating Barry Bonds and his dad in a game of golf, and Steve has to say, this is wrong, this is unethical, this isn't fair. Meanwhile, they're doing it to Bonds. Is that not amazing?
So what happened? What was the result of this episode?
So
did
great question.
Bonds find out and then, I don't know, want to whoop his ass or something?
So a couple of things. First of all, in the show, they did not call them Barry Bonds. They called them Barry Larson and Bobby Larson. So for whatever reason, they didn't go with Bonds. They went with Larson. And number two, they never found out. Steve convinced his dad to do it the right way.
Why did they call him Larson?
I don't know why they didn't go with Bonds. I don't know. It's a great question.
So hold on. It wasn't actually them.
No, it was actually them.
So Barry Bonds was in the episode.
Yes.
And they didn't use his real name.
Correct.
Why?
I don't know.
Probably the same reason in the video games when he was like Jim O'Dowd and you couldn't call him Barry Bonds.
That's a video game. That's a licensing thing.
Wouldn't this be too a licensing thing?
No, he's in the show.
It's actually him.
I know, but he might say, I don't want it to be my name. No. I know I know. Yeah. So why would he be Barry?
That's like when I was in the new Knight Rider.
Right.
And, my name was Sergeant Berber.
I don't know the.
I died, by the way.
I don't know the reason they didn't use his name, but it was Barry Bonds, and he was being cheated by Russ Sanders. And I just found the whole thing crazy. Like, have you ever watched the show, especially years later, when we now have the knowledge of history, to be like, holy crap!
So was
art imitates life.
Was that The Simpsons? They do that all the time?
People claim that, but I don't know how many great examples there truly are.
Right. So his name was Barry Larson.
Yes.
And it was Barry Bonds.
It was 100% Barry Bonds.
And he was already a major league player at that point.
He was a star with the... I don't know if he had signed with the Giants yet. I'm trying to remember the exact year of this episode. It was season 4. So I think he may have just signed with the Giants. Hmm. In fact, he probably did.
Right. That's how they got access to him.
Yeah. California. Right. Sure. And his dad was there, Bobby Bonds, the great Bobby Bonds. Hmm. And they called them the Larsons, a father and son tandem that played baseball. But they were being cheated at.
That's interesting.
That's amazing. See, you guys thought I was bringing up a boring 90210 story.
They usually are, though.
Just, it's amazing how even when you watch TV, you stumble into a baseball-related episode. You can never have a break.
Well, I couldn't get over the fact that they were cheating Barry Bonds. I found the whole thing fascinating. Let's go to Mike in Briarwood. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, you were talking about how the nickname didn't matter at all.
Yeah.
And Tiki, would you tell the Giants that lost to New England and beat them in the Super Bowl that the game before didn't matter?
No, of course it did. Of course. I mean, it definitely did.
There's a reason that's a terrible example, by the way.
The difference is, I was just answering his question.
Okay.
It mattered because the Patriots were trying to be perfect.
Thank you.
Like, really trying to be perfect.
Yes.
And the Giants, for whatever reason, it didn't affect their seeding, were playing to beat them.
Mm-hmm.
And they almost did.
It is a wonderful game and a memory we will always have. I can promise you this. No one will remember last night's Knicks-Celtic game in 3 weeks. Not a person. And if you don't believe me, try me. I write stuff down. I'll ask everybody on April 25th, give me some factoid about that game, and no one will remember. And Tiki hit on the real crux here. The Patriots were trying. The Celtics didn't care. Jaylen Brown didn't play in the fourth quarter of this game. Like, the Celtics are raring themselves up for the postseason. So, sure, the Knicks were trying. I'm not saying they weren't. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, them winning or losing makes no differences on their chances of beating the Celtics. That's my point. If the Knicks would have won that game, if OG Anunoby had correctly fouled up three, and the Knicks would have won, does anybody in their right mind think it would have changed one iota the Knicks' chances of beating them in the postseason? One iota! Mm. Zero!
No.
Zero. It would have made you feel better today. That's the only difference. You would have felt better today when you went to work, when you spoke to your friends, when you called up Sports Talk Radio. But if you think it would have made any difference on a potential second round matchup between these two teams, I got a bridge to sell you. Because it doesn't. And it didn't. And it won't. Everybody's nodding in agreement. This is a weird feeling.
Put that in your pipe and smoke.
That's because Tommy's stepped out of the room.
Oh. Coincidentally, too, huh? Yeah.
Speaking of which.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.